That Friday night, Mendy went to shul as usual. After davening, Mendy went to say good Shabbos to the Rav, as usual, and then tried to say good Shabbos to the other Mispalanim.
Good Shabbos! Good Shabbos! Good Shabbos, Almond!
Good Shabbos, Almond. Don't good Shabbos me. You gun of you. And to think, all these years, I sat next to a professional Ganeth, a professional thief. You keep away from me. Mendy, keep away from me. I don't want to have anything to do with you.
What's wrong? What's wrong with you, Zalman? I'm no Ganeth. All these accusations are false. It will be proven at the trial. You'll see.
Just the opposite. The trial will prove that you are a Ganeth. You can't fool me with your Baba Mises. No. I read the papers and I listened to the radio, and the evidence that they have on you is overwhelming.
I can't believe what you're saying. Why aren't you being done the Kaf Zechus? Instead of listening to all that Mosi Shemer that's going around, all their evidence is circumstantial. Minatara, that's not acceptable. I mean, we're Yidden. We are supposed to...
We're in America. Dina de Malchus the Dina, okay? You got that? And as I said before, stay away from me. Stay away from me.
The same thing happened when Mendy tried to say good Shabbos to anyone else. The Rav tried to explain to the people that they should be done l'chav sechus. Unfortunately, the Rav's words fell on deaf ears. After all, the people read the newspapers and heard it all on their radios. In their eyes, Mendy Rubinstein was guilty even before the trial began. Lashon Hara, in the form of Mitzi Shemra, exploded all over the place, in every neighborhood. Everyone stayed away from Mendy Rubinstein. No one allowed their children to play with Mendy's children. Mendy's children suddenly became outcasts in their own schools they attended. The Rebbeim and Moros could not stop the trend. Parents told their children, if their father Mendy is a ganev, his children are probably ganovim too. Mendy's children would come home every day, sad and upset. No Shadchan wanted to read a Shidduch for any of his older children. Whenever Mendy applied for a job elsewhere, the moment they heard what his name was, he was immediately turned down. Mendy had a big dilemma on his hands. His savings were running out. It would be a few months before his trial would even begin. What was he supposed to do now for money? The Gemara tells us that one true friend who stays by your side in your time of need is worth more than 100 friends who, when the time comes, will not stand by your side in your time of need. Baruch Hashem, Mendy was zeicha to have one true friend who would stand by his side during his time of need, Shmuel Grossman.